Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this, the 26th day of May, 2021. And you brought it up during the show, Graham, just a little bit, talking about this weekend, it's Rhino's birthday.
Yeah, Rhino's got his big first birthday. He's got
my dog
party coming up this weekend at Bill's place. My dog Tanner's going to be there.
Yeah, big dog party.
Davis's dog Keon's going to be there. Marcus's dog Jerry, and then the neighborhood dogs are going to be there as well.
Yeah, Phoebe, Jordy, Titus, they're all coming.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be real big. I hope he's going to clean up. He's going to clean up with the gifts. But you said that it reminded you of something. The birthday party, what did it remind you of?
Well, it just reminded me of a pet story from this past weekend when my in-laws were in town, and whenever they come, they always bring small gifts for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Junk.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they gave Jackson a Superman bandana. Just a bandana. Superman
with
logo
the
on it.
With on it?
Yeah, with the logo on it. A bunch of logos on it.
Okay.
So they decided to tie it around Tanner's neck and put the bandana on the dog.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, gosh, he looks so cute with the bandana. I love the bandana.
Sure.
And so they want to put the bandana on Tanner all the time. And I'm like, no, I don't want anything on my dog. He's our dog, too. Yeah, I'm the one who takes care of him. He's my dog. Mm-hmm. And by the way, in case you didn't know, he likes me better than you guys. All right, so they put the bandana on. They want to put it. He'll have the bandana on when I get home. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
And then when they get home from school, it won't
be
on.
Off. Now, does it bother him?
I don't think
does
he does.
Does he try to get it off?
No, he doesn't. I think, you know, it's a little bit like he does not wear his collar all the time, hardly, rarely. I can let him out in the yard. He won't go anywhere. Great training on my part, I might add. But he likes wearing his collar. When you put the collar on, it's almost like a proud moment. Looks like I got a collar on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's doing that, thinks that with the bandana, but it doesn't seem to bother him. It bothers me. So I'm like, no, this dog doesn't need booties, doesn't need a shirt, doesn't need a sweater, doesn't need a bandana. So like I said, so I get home last.
What's the problem?
I just don't like
Why
it.
Do
I
you
don't
have
think
a problem
dogs,
with that?
I don't think pets should wear clothing. All right? Period. And so I got home. We got home from Gabby's soccer game last night.
Yeah.
And Tanner comes running up. He's all excited to see me and everybody but me. And he's got the bandana on. I took it off when I got home.
Did you say anything? You just took it off.
I just took it off.
Uh-huh.
And then, hey, what are you doing? The kids are, what are you doing? And they put it on. And then I'm in the kitchen later on in the evening getting something. Tanner comes in. I take it off. And it goes back in. This is a battle back and forth. And I don't know. I don't like animals, pets, wearing anything.
Hmm.
They have fur. They don't need boots. They don't need a sweater.
They do have fur.
They don't need a bandana.
Well.
And so, like I said, I'll get home today. It'll be on. When the kids get home after I pick them up from school, it will be off. And they'll put it back on.
I don't really have a problem with bandanas, per se. I mean, you can definitely go overboard. Booties and stuff is a little much. When I was a little kid, we had a sweater that we used to put on our dog. He just put their front legs in it, and then it came over their head and covered the length of their back. Because they were small, and they would go out in the wintertime in the snow, and the snow would come up to their bellies. So you want to keep them warm.
They've got built-in protection. They were made that way. They were made.
They look good. They look good.
No.
But, yeah, you can definitely go. I don't have a problem on bandanas. Matter of fact, Rhino got a bandana for Christmas that my brother had made special for him with his name embroidered on, a Cubs bandana.
Horrible. Horrible idea.
The collar goes through it. It's not big. It's a little small, triangular shaped, and you put the collar through the top of it, and then bada bing, it's on the back.
Now, does he wear the bandana down below on the chest or on
the
back?
No, he'll wear it on the back. I've never put it on him yet.
Because you're not big into the bandana on the back.
I'm not going to have it for him to run around the house.
Why not?
I'm just saving it for when we take him to Bark in the Park on the 23rd.
Well, that's fine, but why wouldn't he just wear it all times? It's a bandana.
Because
why wouldn't he wear it around the house?
It's going to be a special occasion thing.
A special occasion bandana?
Yeah.
Is he going to wear it at the party this weekend?
Maybe. He's got his name on it. I think he should.
I do remember, though, the one time, this was many years ago, when Jackson and Gabby were like six. They were young. And because Gabby had all the princess outfits.
Mm-hmm.
We were taking care of Doug Kaufman's dog, Rudy. Yeah.
Rudy. I remember Rudy.
And they dressed Rudy up like a princess. put on all the gown and all this stuff. And I took a picture of it and sent it to him while he was on vacation. He was not amused.
He's like, what are you doing to my dog?
Exactly.
That's
so
hilarious.
Anyway, just talking about Rhino's birthday and his party coming up on Saturday at your place. It just reminded me of this ongoing battle that I have at home with my dog right now.
Okay, well, if you plan on coming to the party,
it's clothing optional if I bring dinner.
Well, if you get, yes, you don't need to put anything on, but I was going to suggest for gifts, no clothing, toys only.
And that's what it will be.
Hard toys, toys.
I've already gone over
plush or chewable. He'll rip it up in no time.
I've already gone over that with Tanner. We're going to go to Pet Supplies Plus. And, you know, whatever he sniffs and he likes and it seems like he likes, that'll be fine. But it won't be any soft toys because we know the story.
Sounds good.
Probably a bag of treats and like a hard bone with something in the middle.
Oh, nice. Yeah, a little marrow in there.
Those lines.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, if you want to dress your dog, I guess that's up to you. But don't bring it around, Rookie. Yeah. That's all I can say. Tune into the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. Starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.